Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, it goes back to what we've been talking since the beginning of the season. It's all about the pitching, but this is what it is. I mean, to kind of like make it clear. See, when you have two pitchers like McGill and you have Carrasco, who are basically, at this point, Carrasco is not really a major league pitcher to me. And McGill, the same thing. He's not a major league pitcher. So when you have two guys basically starting that are not going to give you consistent starts, then you basically put in the pressure on the other three pitchers to basically be perfect, and they're not going to be perfect. See, so that's been the main problem, right, with the Mets. So you have two pitchers who are not giving you decent starts, and then now you're depending on Senga, Scherzer, and Verlander to give you basically perfect or good starts. If they don't,
yeah, but they haven't been good either. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Antonio. No, but you can't just say it's because they're expected to be perfect. Justin Verlander's pitching to an almost 5 ERA. Max Scherzer's been bad all year. Kodai Senga has been up and down. Of the three, I would say Kodai Senga has been closest to the expectations, you know, that we had of him before the season. Scherzer and Verlander have been awful. So it's not just that you're right, McGill and Carrasco don't belong in the big leagues right now, and it's a problem, but Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander have also been the problem.
No, I agree 100%. I'm just saying that when that's the problem, when you have two starters, I guarantee you that the Mets right now replace them with two solid starters, like a 4 or 5. I'm telling you, the season is going to change because now those three pitchers, they're going to have less pressure. The funny thing is that when you look at Scherzer, right, he has a 6-2 record. Think about it. He wins his next two starts. He could be 8-2 before the All-Star break. Think about that. The guy can be 8-2. But I want to get to my main point real quick, which is the pitching coach, right? Nobody has been talking about basically the pitching coach. And see, he's supposed to be working with, for example, you were talking about Smith, right? And now using his fastball. The pitching coach should be on his case every time he throws a slider or a curveball or a changeup and it gets hit. Look, you got to throw your fastball. The same thing, look, with the other relievers. So I think the pitching coach has to get a lot of the blame here. And I think, in my opinion, he should be fired. And Buck, I don't know if you saw him today. He looked, Buck is a great manager. We agree. But he looks like he's lost, man. Like, he's like, okay, yeah, we're going to do better.
Well,
yeah,
it's easy to look like that, Antonio, and you're right, and thank you for the call, as always. It's easy to look like that when your team can't win a series and you're saying the same thing every freaking day. I'm not defending Buck here. He's had a bad season, but I know Buck Showalter's a great manager. He's had a bad year. He's a great manager. And you're hearing him and seeing him sound a certain way and look a certain way because it's the same result every game. Now, Jeremy Hefner, the pitching coach you're referencing, he spoke after the game. And the thing that bothered me about him was that he didn't have any answers. He's got to have answers. He alluded to the pitch clock potentially being a problem, but then quickly said, well, I don't want to make it an excuse or make excuses. Well, good, because you shouldn't be making excuses. Everybody else in baseball is doing just fine with the pitch clock. But yet the Mets can't figure it out. Oh, because of their age? What's Tyler McGill's excuse? What was David Peterson's excuse? You know, at least when Mickey Callaway was here, and he was an awful manager, but he did get improvements out of certain pitchers on the staff. Who was Jeremy Hefner made better? Where's the one guy even that you look at and say, you know what? Hefner's made that guy good. Drew Smith is a great example. Why isn't he holding him accountable when Drew Smith throws the off-speed stuff? What's Hefner doing? Aside from applying the analytics, I guess. Which is why he's such a stud. And they couldn't wait to, you know, lock up Jeremy Hefner and bring him back. The number one thing that irks me about this Mets team, it's not about the performance. I mean, it is, but that's not the number one thing that bothers me right now. I'm just talking about a different category. Number one thing is that they also all say the same thing after these games. Got to be better. Got to play better. We know what we got to do. We did it last year. It's not the want to. It's the desire's there. I don't know, man. We don't have the answer. It's got to be better. We got to be better. How about somebody stand up there and say, this is unacceptable. We're better than this. We suck right now. We're not getting it done. I'm not getting it done. He's not getting it done. He's not getting it done. None of us are getting it done. It hurts. It's frustrating. I'm sorry for the fan base. We've let them down, but we suck right now. And things have got to change because this cannot continue. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that from somebody as opposed to, oh, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing and hope to put it together, the pitching and then the hitting. We've had some hitting, but then when we had the hitting, the pitching's not there. We've had some pitching and then the hitting's not there. Like, it's the same rhetoric after every one of these games. It's nauseating. Every one of them to a man. It's frustrating. We don't know why. It would be better. You know, we're playing a good team. Or we try. You know what? No. Somebody get mad. Somebody get angry. Somebody take accountability. Somebody do something. It's 3 months of this malaise with this team. Somebody admit, stand up, talk into the microphone, look into the camera, and admit, the Braves stole the division from us last year, and we haven't recovered. We've got to let it go, suck it up, look in the mirror, take accountability, and figure out a way to get better. Otherwise, heads are going to roll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.